Nolte, Gavin Newsom and Jasmine Crockett incited violence against ICE before Dallas sniper attack. By John Nolte on September 24, 2025. A mere 10 days ago, Representative Jasmine Crockett, DTX, basically ordered a hit on ICE, and now it has paid off. When you compare ICE agents, who are guilty of nothing more than enforcing the law, to slave patrols, as Crockett did, there is no question that you are encouraging violence against those slave patrols. We all know that the slave patrols that worked on behalf of Democrat slave owners in the Democrat-controlled Old South were the lowest of the low, were evil incarnate, and deserved whatever they had coming to them. Ask yourself, what is a good and moral person supposed to do when faced with slave patrols other than take necessary action to eliminate them? You have a moral requirement to murder slave patrols, no? Here is part of what Rep. Hoochimama told MSNBC less than 2 weeks ago. And keep in mind she represents the Dallas region where Wednesday's ICE shooting took place. So, listen, if we want to figure out how we are going to be safer, we probably need people that have actual intelligence and will actually pay attention to data and facts and go from there. But what they're doing right now, it almost feels like, you know, I've seen the memes about the purge and all these things, but as somebody who understands history, when I see ICE, I see slave patrols. Now, I never lived through the slave patrol period. But if you know the history of policing in this country, then you understand that they were born out of slave patrols. The result of this deliberate attempt to incite violence against ICE, per the FBI, is exactly what Crockett and MSNBC and all Democrats want: terrorism, violence, and murder. While the investigation is ongoing, an initial review of the evidence shows an ideological motive behind this attack. FBI Director Kash Patel wrote on X, one of the unspent shell casings recovered was engraved with the phrase anti-ICE. More updates will be forthcoming. These despicable, politically motivated attacks against law enforcement are not a one-off, he added. We are only miles from Prairie Land, Texas, where just 2 months ago an individual ambushed a separate ICE facility targeting their officers. And it's not just Representative Hoochimama. About 12 hours before the attack, failed Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, was on Stephen Colbert's basement rated late-night show putting a hit out on ICE with talk like this. Masked men jumping out of unmarked cars, people disappearing. Is authoritarianism hyperbolic? Bullshit, we're being hyperbolic. What is a moral and virtuous person supposed to do about masked men who jump out of cars and disappear people, if not kill them? After all, disappearing people is pure evil, no? Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem quickly released this statement after the shooting. But it won't stop. The left doesn't target ICE agents for assassination because ICE disappears people. They claim ICE disappears people so they can murder them. Democrats like Crockett and Newsom have declared war on us. Not a political war, but a hot war where they deliberately activate the countless number of dangerous loons in their party, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, transsexuals, to murder us. After the assassination of Charlie Kirk, we all saw how the corporate media and Democrats reward the assassins and encourage further assassins. First, the left assassinates us. Then the left smears the victim. Then the left celebrates the assassination. Then the left defends the celebrants. Then the left welcomes those who commit, encourage, and celebrate murder into the Democrat Party. And why ICE? Easy answer: to rig our elections. Democrats cannot govern. Normal people are fleeing their failed cities and states in droves. The lower the population in these failed states, the fewer congressional seats in the U.S. House and the fewer electoral votes that decide who's president. Democrats are making up for that loss of population by inviting the unvetted third world into our country by the tens of millions. Democrats don't care if they are murderers, drug dealers, rapists, or child traffickers. The Democrat Party is a party of mercenary sociopaths who want voters at any price, including 300,000 missing children. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.